Hello.
Hi, this is Karen from Emergency Roadside Assistance. How you doing?
All right.
Are you trying to get a service?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 'cause you didn't complete it. You was doing it
Oh.
online. I'm trying to
Yeah.
get a tire change. Okay, so go ahead and give me your policy number so I can pull up your policy, please.
Okay, 1 second. 1 second, please.
Okay, not a problem.
This is policy number GSP 904-714-8400.
Okay, we have Charlie Sierra Papa 904-714-8400. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Can I have the last six digits of your VIN number, please?
It is, four, last four,
Yes. Last six.
one, 0, 5, 5, 9, 1.
All right, so once again is 10.
5, 5, 9, 1.
Okay, thank you. All right, so saying up here, your policy format number, it should be three letters and followed by eight numbers.
You the first or last?
The last, it should be eight numbers after the Charlie Sierra Papa. Let me see if I can take it off. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five.
Lexus RX 330, 2006.
Okay, so there's 10 numbers, so let me see. Let's take the 00 off, see what it does. This is not pulling up your policy.
This has been the worst service I've ever had. I need to go back to Geico, man. They ask no questions. Messing me hard with this. That's why I never wouldn't call them. So I've just been stuck.
Right. Yeah, this is the what I am is a dispatch, so you would definitely need to speak with your insurance company. So
Yeah.
I put that in. It's still not pulling up your policy.
And Paul, what do you mean? Like, on here, Robert Martinez, 2006, Lexus,
Right.
RX 330.
Right. I see the information that you put in, but I need to have the information to pull up your policy so I can complete it. And so far, the information. Okay, wait a minute. This policy number dash is. All right, so just go ahead and give me the full 17 digit of the VIN number. I got the last six, so go ahead to the beginning.
JG J H A 3 1 U 1 6 0 1 0 5 5 9 1.
Okay, I got all of that. Let's see what this work. And have you used us before?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just look and see if I see it in the system.
Okay. Don't you want for it? I don't give you around $1,000 or so.
Okay, so the last time you've been here was on the 18th of December.
And I actually left because I got a jump better, faster. I asked somebody on the side of the road.
Well, I understand. I'll just put this one number and let's see what it does. All right, so I put in all the information. Okay, so it says she And you said GSP, right? The first three beginning of the letters? The first three letters of your policy, was it G, S, S, and Sierra, P as in Papa?
Yeah.
Okay, GSP.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not popping up.
GSP 04714840.
All right, so I tried that as well. So what we're gonna do is we'll try another way. Do you have your producer code or plan letter?
I have the whole thing in front of me.
Okay, what's the producer code, please?
What is that? Where is that at?
I'm not sure whether your insurance company.
No, I know. I got this whole paper in front of me. It's policy number, insurance company, street address, policy effective date, policy expiration date, insurance company name. That's crazy.
So do you know the date that you got the insurance? No.
The effective date was 12/07/21.
Okay, 12/07. Now, do you see anything that says producer code or plan letter? Now, if you don't have any of the information, what happens is it's going to come up saying that the customer will need to pay out of the pocket for the service today, and then you can submit for reimbursement consideration. I do apologize.
Yeah, I ain't paying shit.
I understand. Or you can just, you can call your insurance company, let them know that the information you gave us is not pulling anything up in our system. But I did look in the system and used it, the number that you used before, to see if everything pulled up, and it did not.
$500. I couldn't pay $500. I really couldn't. When you're limited. One service within seven.
Thank you. You know, I have a good day.
That's ridiculous. I'm looking at the agreement right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, he's just someone out here to change my tire for me, but I ain't paying nothing.
Yeah, you know we're not AA. We're emergency roadside assistance. That's our competitive.
That's my one of my paying insurance for. I mean, this is part of the agreement that I get insurance covered.
Right, and I definitely understand. And you probably, you know, you more likely you do, but the information you're giving me.
I'm paying for roadside assistance. That's the thing. I'm paying extra roadside assistance. So I don't understand why I'm not getting the roadside assistance.
Okay, so what you would need to do is call your insurance company and let her know that we put all the information in the system. You didn't have your producer code plan letter, and nothing is pulling up in your name. And, you know, the policy.
Hey, how's it going, man?
And then I pulled it up, and I see where you did have service with us in 21 in December.
Yeah.
And I used that current policy number because it's different than the one you gave me, but we know 6 months had went past, so, well, not really.
Yeah.
And that did not pull up as well.
I believe the dollar to be signed in April.
Because you had got a jump start.
Yeah.
And that was in December. So it wasn't even 6 months ago. And it's still not pulling up. That information is not pulling up. Let me see something. Okay, let's try this producer code here. And plan letter B.
Passing on 2200 because I just think that it will bring a lot more than that. What I'll do with the dollar now is probably
bring what state you live in?
California. I'm in Roseville, California.
Give me 1 second. You still at 215 Harding Boulevard?
Not there right now.
No, is that your home address?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's,
give me 1 second. Let me just try something. Zip code 95678.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. We are really, really, really
don't drop that shit, man.
Yeah.
And what's the year to make and the model of the vehicle?
2006 Lexus RX 330.
Thank you.
$49 is a ridiculous offer. Really into Hollywood, just doing the glamour, I need to double that price right up, need $7,000 or $8,000. Hey, how's it going? Hi, how you doing? Is that Walken? No, it's Walken.
All right. Okay, so when I pulled it up, it's coming up saying, okay, this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those expenses in. So you would have to speak with your insurance company if you don't want to pay the provider out of pocket. I definitely understand because you do pay. So I put it in. I tried the best that I can to get this pulled up.
It's not your problem. I'll definitely have to call them in the morning and get them.
Okay. All right. Well, I did all that I can. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I appreciate your time. Don't worry about it. It's not your fault. I'll get at them in the morning and see what's up.
Okay, and then just give us a call back, and we will be definite here, ready to assist you. I do want to say thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You and your family, y'all be safe, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. It is my pleasure. Bye-bye. Yeah.